Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. Everybody who personally wants to understand the collective consciousness about what's going on out there with the afflicted, the disabled, the handicapped, and whatever. Wants to understand. You're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. I am Talk Dude, and hopefully joining me tonight will be the one and only Organic OK. Organic, are you there? He's left his post again. No, let me start. I was strangely born with a lot of afflictions, a lot of problems, a lot of disadvantages and disabilities. I was born with so many of them. I don't know. Look, everybody's got something, you're thinking. We all get basically a few disadvantages in life. But sometimes nature hands out more to some people than it really should. You wonder if it's doing that maybe to thin out the herd or if it's doing it because nature just has a sick sense of humor. I don't know. Look, me, I'm autistic. I have autistic spectrum disorder. I have ADHD. I have Tourette's. I have scoliosis. I've also got leaky gut syndrome. That's quite a lot, isn't it? I mean, come on. That's just insane, really. It's 7 o'clock here on the program. I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. We invite you to call in. What's going on with you? Let us know. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Sure enough, I guess, if genetics are any indication, I inherited most of my problems. The worst was given to me, I suppose, by a doctor who just didn't really know what they were doing, who was stuck of a backwards age, you know, who was stuck in this mindset. She basically gave me brain damage, okay? I kid you not. When puberty kicked in, I was afflicted of all the problems. I got acne, too. That's right, acne. I mean, I heard it from my parents, from both my parents. I've heard acne and bacne. I mean, my face and back were blanketed with the stuff. I didn't understand. They were popping up like so much. I tried to eat right and, you know, get in the sun. Apparently, sun is supposed to help, you know, dry them out. But then I found out later, more sun can exacerbate the condition. How do you like that? Look, that's just it. I don't know what to believe anymore, you know? I mean, remember how some doctors started recommending a medicinal cocktail of red wine? You got to remember there was a time when basically doctors told you to smoke and drink. It was done for medicinal ceremonial purposes. 1 week, we're not supposed to smoke and drink. Next week, we get a new report saying we're not doing it enough. I hated my acne. It was awful. It was painful. Everybody hates acne, but somehow, you have to understand something. There were too many things wrong with me. I had a nasal, geeky sort of voice, as you can tell. I was scrawny, and now I was breaking out. I was like, what is all this? What is happening? Why do I seem to be born all these problems and afflictions? Why? It was just amazing. Look, here's the thing. I had acne. My sister used to love to pop it. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. She got off. This is a female thing. Women get off. Women actually get wet popping zits. They do. They thrive on it. I mean, my sister was always trying to pop mine. I tried to check them because it was painful. I didn't want a lot of cuts on my face. Nobody wants zits, but also, who wants open, bloody cuts and sores? Sores are going to get infected. Ones that will leave an ugly scar behind. Whenever my sister basically wanted to pop my zits, she said, you should have heard the excuses. I just want to get that one. You can make it my birthday present. Don't you love me? I know how to do it without leaving a scar. That's what she always used to tell me. Surely you've all heard this, right? Yeah, that line that she uses because she just wants to pop that damn zit. Like a guy make excuses who's trying to get laid, you know? Any line in the book, any excuse, please give this to me. I need this. You'll enjoy it too, whatever. Just, you know, basically anything. It was messed up is what it was. It was beyond messed up. I mean, eventually I would sort of cave in. Because in a way, I didn't want zits either. But this, zits that were explode. Tell me, when they pop them, the bacteria gets under there. Don't they come back? It was a terrifying thing. I had all these problems when I was a kid. I didn't even masturbate because I had a horrible phobia of germs. I mean, really. I was basically afraid that, isn't this dirty? Won't I go to hell for this? Won't you lose your sight? It's a tale parents used to tell their kids. No, no, worse. Won't hair grow on your hands? Isn't this basically just wasting a life? I believe all the myths. You know, I wish I had basically wanked while I was honestly going through puberty. It would have made it a lot easier. I wish with that pressure off. You see, all of us now, we all have those things. We know now what we should have done. We wish we knew then. We wish we knew better. My acne was the biggest problem. Seemingly it wouldn't go away. One of the things that caused it was my own fault. I had long hair, and it just basically made the zits worse. And talking about the long hair, the long oily bangs would sort of touch the temples of my head. Caused the acne to grow there real bad. And you know what? I still have the scars on my temples. Some of those deep pock marks. After all the shaving and all the exfoliation, all the tricks I do to basically try to get rid of the pock marks because, I know, sometimes a scar can tell a story, but some memories are best forgotten. I wanted to forget all that. You know, honestly, those scars on my temples are still there. I hate that. I don't know what to do. I mean, really, I thought this acne problem was never going to go away. My mother said, look at me. You don't see any zits on me, do you? I had really bad zits as a problem. It was the worst. But I got really older, and then when you get older, that oily skin keeps your face looking young. Now I see what she means. I look like a little boy with pock marks. Yes. There were all these problems. One thing I've noticed, women really, especially, really do enjoy popping zits. God, I remember my eldest cousin. I went to see her at one point. I remember we all went to see her for the summer, and she saw my zits, and she wanted to pop them. All the women in the room sort of closed the door, cornered me, and held me down. Well, I was screaming, no, no, no. She said, let me just get those zits. She would not, you'll thank me. All the excuses. Excuses of a guy trying to get laid. And I was screaming. I was like, no, no, stop. Please, dear God. It was painful. It was excruciating. I was in tears. I was begging her to stop, but she wouldn't let up. She was having a ball. I got to tell you, women really do enjoy basically popping zits, whatever. You know what? It's like, here's the thing. If a guy tells her no, that should mean something, okay? That should mean something. When a man says no, that should be put. But no, no. See, women love to say no. They love that chant. All the women are basically chanting, you know, no means no. They love this mantra. They probably tattoo it on themselves. Women feel the need to say no. They get a charge out of saying it. It makes them feel special. pretty, like they have standards or whatever. But honestly, there is nothing a woman hates more than being the one told no. There's nothing she hates more than hearing it. Man tells her no. There's nothing she hates more. Women especially don't want to hear it from their guy. You know, he's the one who's always supposed to say yes. He's the one you expect to do your bidding, to serve you. He's the one who basically is supposed to carry out thy will. Some believe that basically women just need men for financial security and physical security. But no, she needs him to do all the stuff she never wants to do. And you know what? She's going to want to pop your zits, too. You have a pockmark or carpal on your back, she's going to want to get that. She gets off on doing that. Just like she wants to basically pick out your haircut or what you wear or what you eat. Some things don't change. Here's the thing. In a weird way, I haven't quite made peace over the fact of when my sister and my cousin all wanted to pop my zits. It's because I remember telling them no, and somehow it just didn't, they would not accept it. That was a thing. There were a lot of times in my life where I came up with an idea. Where I basically had something that I did not want, and it was forced upon me. That's a bitch, isn't it? Isn't it? A very wise man once told me, I forget who it was, he once said, when I asked, what do women want? He said, well, first of all, you can forget about anything a man wants. You forget about what he wants. I mean, the truth is, men and women want the exact opposite things. We're not just different, we're opposite. There's always going to be a war. There's always going to be a battle of the sexes. There's always going to be conflict. We rarely want the same goal. That almost never happens. And I was a kid when this happened. It's easy for boys and girls to be friends when they're little, I guess. They're too young to discriminate. But when you get older, oh boy, do things go, you know. Now, the truth is, whatever you want, whatever you need, you got to give it to yourself. That's a fact. That is something. To all the handicapped, all the disabled people out there who are born with a lot of afflictions, sometimes you have to swallow your pride and take some charity. But don't get too used to it. Don't get too accustomed to it. You got to try to get better. Somehow. Now, honestly, I'm not having any zits for a while. In my later years, I noticed that a few of them would come back. There'd be one or two at my temple or near my mouth or something. It's like once in a while they just peek over, they just come back to mock me, just to basically make it clear we're not totally gone yet. I'm not going to be gone and good until we are. Once again, I envy the fact that they have real stuff that is designed to get rid of zits now. They didn't used to. They had all this wonder stuff. They had all these chemical products that were designed to, supposed to be to cleanse your complexion. They were going to get rid of zits, and they never worked, did they? Some made acne worse. It's the biggest racket of all. No, dude. It was just like all those products they used to have to regrow hair for those who are balding. You know what I'm talking about. There were all these snake oil products that did not work, that did not do anything, that were off, because man will go through anything if he can keep his hair from falling out, because for the longest time, a man that was bald, that was not a good sign. That was not really something to be proud of. Now, thankfully, we live in the 21st century. The baldness look has come into style, and some of those thick horn-rimmed birth control glasses, those really thick ones. Now, everybody's wondering, the geek thing has come into style. It has happened. But it wasn't like that before, not for the longest time. It's 7:15 here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. What are you thinking? Let us know. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. So anywho, my autism drove me nuts. I wondered why there was certain stuff that would stick to my head, really stick to my brain, really just stick. And other stuff, no matter how hard I tried, it just wouldn't stick. It wouldn't. I mean, I couldn't remember, you know? Some stuff was just fuzzy. It was the oddest thing. I had trouble remembering all the stuff that you're supposed to learn, that you have to know. It's good for you. That was a problem. I found out it's because basically when I was born, the doctor used a set of forceps on me, and I was caught. I was stuck there. I was stuck for like an hour and a half. She was squeezing and pulling. And all this damaged a lot of my mind. Really, it's messed up. It's why I'm doing this now. I'm a stand-up comedian because I have to. Rick, I need this. This is charity here, folks. This is all, firstly, what it's all about. I was never really happy with the way I looked. Suppose I looked cute when I was a kid. But man, I outgrew that. When I was in high school, there was something odd and effeminate about me. Girls sort of liked having me around, but they didn't like desire me, you know. I wasn't that guy that they'd start giggling when he comes over. They're like, oh, my God, it's him. Like, oh, my God, it's him, you know. So nervous, so interested, you know. They wouldn't write my name down on their notebook over and over and over again. I wasn't that guy. Never would be. So I'm doing all this now. I'm trying to overcompensate. I got a lot to overcompensate for. You understand what I'm saying, don't you? No. I was this disadvantaged. Now, for the longest time, I admit I didn't know what was wrong with me. I just seemed weird, weaker, wrong somehow. I really was. I didn't know what to do. I found myself without answers, without means, without I basically found myself sitting in class and not trying to hold back the desire to walk around and talk, you know. That's why I began to stand up, so I could do it compulsively. It's part of my job. My job is to walk and talk. I made it my job, my position, my purpose in life. It was a long, long time before I had sex, but it did finally happen. I was in a car once. I was with somebody really degenerative, really skanky, and the car was too. We went back in there, and we fooled around until the condom broke. It was an old condom. It wasn't even mine. I snaked it from my parents' bathroom counter. My parents don't even sleep in the same room anymore, so that gives you an idea about what isn't going on between them. I was grateful that I did it, but in the end I felt like, well, I wanted more than that. In a way, I keep hoping and wishing that somehow I'm going to find a way to just go into a place and come across like an average person. That I'm not going to be defective. That I'm going to be better, get by. I keep thinking, I'm going to find a way to make it all work out for me. Good people. I got a lot to overcompensate for. A lot. When Organic OK found me, he discovered me at the mall. Actually, we went to school together. And he was convinced that a guy like me actually make it work, make it do something. That was something. That's what happened to me. That's how I started out. And I haven't always been a good, righteous man. But I've always been a guy who was struggling. Who was struggling with it. Trying to make it happen. A guy who couldn't even sit still and focus. Who couldn't just sit there and retain information. Who struggled just to pay attention. Really did want to try to be a good student, but something was just wrong. Something. Here's the thing. I'm going to take a stab at something. I've been living with my parents for a while. They don't have a lot of time left. They don't know what they're going to do. I guess they're just going to sit back and settle, because that's their right. Me? I've got to go out there and hustle and do something. I've got to honestly make what I want to happen. I'm reminded of basically a time when I came across, I've come across people who basically are as messed up as me. No, it's a real thing. Once in a while they come across. What do? I help. I study them. I get involved. Because I know we got to look out for each other, all of us. Not enough of that going around. It seems like, we're living on a planet, or at least a country, where, honestly, it's every man for himself. Which is why things are so bad right now. Why they're so awful all over. Why it's so toxic. Wasn't it supposed to be the United States? Aren't we supposed to be united? I remember basically as a little kid, it took me a long time to learn how to ride a bike. A long time. The thing is, we lived in an area where I didn't have a bike of my own. There's no room for me to ride it around. So I went to this babysitting place where they looked after kids. And there were bikes outside, kid bikes. The kids weren't current to ride them. You know what? It took me a while to learn for real. The other kids knew how. But I explained. I didn't know how. I didn't have a bike of my own. I kept coming down. I couldn't honestly get my feet off the ground. I couldn't balance. I honestly remember. I remember honestly thinking I was never going to do it. There's just something wrong with me. I can't do it. This is one more thing I just couldn't do. Liked video games. I wasn't all that great at them. I couldn't basically ride a bike. But somehow I couldn't make myself give up. I thought, I got to do this. Then one day I did it. I was riding the bike. I haven't stopped since. You know what? Don't own a car. Never driven. I still ride my bike wherever I go. I'm avid. I think people knew me as the guy on the bike. That's something, isn't it? Something. I still remember basically the time when all the kids basically got up on the garage shed except me. I didn't get up there. I was so mad, but I said, one day I will. Doesn't look too sturdy, but something about it, basically, where the kids would get up there. There was something. I just wanted to do it. It was a hell of a thing, honestly. Finally, one day I did it. Made a point of getting up there, and I was caught. The old woman who ran the place ordered me to come down there, and she kept hitting me with a plastic Whipple bat. Yeah, they practiced corporal punishment. They beat the kids. It was hell. When I basically got old enough, I started climbing up there all the time. I decided the plastic Whipple bat didn't scare me anymore. No damages, no problems, no nothing. Nothing to worry about. Honestly, I guess I got some things to be proud of. I wish I was more proud of myself. I wish I was more the guy I wanted to be. I needed to be. I need to be better than this. So making a solid vow to everyone out there in Radio Land, anybody out there who can hear this, if you're listening to me, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to get better. I want to thank you all for listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. I am Talk Dude, and you've been listening to our program. You can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. And to all the autistic, the ADHD, the Tourette's, scoliosis out there. Guys, come on, we got to get together and form a club of some kind. We got to connect. We got to get involved to do something. All right. Well, thank you all for hearing this, listening to me at some point, listening to my ranting and raving. Thank you, and good night.